I'm Mary. I'm staying here at Sulamania with the Bunayens in the community. I've been a friend of the Al-Khalil community from Syria for a very long time. We already had one or two families who had left of their own volition previous to the takeover of Karakoş. They were already here, down here at the monastery. And then when they entered the sort of town of Karakoş, from what we understand, they had really no warning apart from one or two hours where they had to just get out immediately. And so most of them left about 4:30 in the morning, that sort of time. From what we can understand, they came with basically what they were standing up in, a few extras, but they really came without any, like, spare changes of clothes or anything like that, most of them. Obviously, when they first arrive, there's a state of not just shock. I don't think it's exactly shock, because I suppose after Mosul, they were almost waiting for it in some senses. But obviously, disorientation. After a very long journey, some of them had been in the car for a very long time, particularly the children. They were exhausted. We've got teachers, we've got a highly specialist veterinary official, and, you know, all sorts of high professional people who actually want to get back and get their lives back. At the moment, they know they can't do much here, but the deeper sense is that this is temporary, you know, that they don't see this as anything permanent. Some families have been divided, particularly where there's very elderly. They don't feel they want to make this last stage of the journey. So there are families that are divided. We also have big family groups, you know, 3-4 family units from one big family here as well. So there's, you know, things like 12-15 members of an extended family all together. There are those that still have relatives left behind, and that obviously is an enormous source of concern, because it's not that easy to make contact with them. From what we understand, some of those that stayed behind were not allowed to keep their mobile phones and things like that, and so the communication with those left behind is not easy. They have basic good facilities here, and although obviously sleeping is a lot of mattresses in small spaces, but it's nevertheless better than others. Yeah. Interestingly enough, I think this is a nice little bit that Father Jens was just reminding me. We have just had an amazing, enormous sack of nearly new clothes for men, women, and children delivered by an elderly lady and her son from a Muslim quarter outside of Sulamania. I think this is something that really is important, because also some of the help that we're getting from doctors who are offering free help and this kind of thing are from the Muslim community, who feel it very strongly that they want to take part in this, you know, as the Muslims that they are. And I think this is something very important. Thank you.